Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. We've read all the books, we've bought all the courses, we've tried all the tactics, all in search of that secret to growth and scaling. So now let's take a different path. It's not risk-free, it's not guaranteed, but when done correctly, it produces one winner after another. Today, we're going to leverage everything. My name's Josh Thomas. I'm your host. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. This podcast is brought to you by VAIQ. If you're a busy executive who is getting pulled in too many directions and wish you could get the lower level tasks off your plate, we recruit, place, and train a virtual assistant into your business in as little as 7 days, and we'll even manage them for you on a daily basis so you can stay focused on what you do best. To learn more about how you can get your time back and save up to 70% versus hiring locally, go to vaiq.net. Today's guest is Sean Tepper. Sean is the founder and CEO of Tiker, which is a platform that helps people buy and sell stocks with confidence. Today, they have over 12,000 customers in over 50 countries. Sean, welcome to the show. What is one thing you do better than anyone else, and how do you use that to your advantage?
Josh, good to be here. The thing I probably do better than most, in my opinion, would be efficiency. I've always been known to be an efficiency expert. Even friends have made fun of me about that, but that is my skill set. To get from A to Z, I can create the most efficient path to get there. I won't go into too much detail here, but we actually engineered our week, so we work Monday through Thursday. Fridays are off during the summer.
Wow. Okay. That's super efficient. I've heard about the 4-day work week from like Iceland or some country in Europe, I think. And they said, hey, we're not going back after this because the productivity was sky high. Talk to me a little bit more about that.
So a lot of entrepreneurs get caught up in doing a lot of tasks that don't produce revenue. And something my dad taught me from a young age is do that which generates revenue first. So I'm all about prioritizing what needs to be done to move the needle. There's a lot of stuff that does not, so that is pushed to the side. I don't really worry about it.
Yeah, a lot of us you say that louder for those of us in the back of the room or those of us right in front of you. Guilty. I would venture a guess that aside from just failure to launch or fear, that is probably the number one issue that plagues almost any small business is their the decision to not do the revenue generating activities first. Why do you think that is?
I think it's fear. There's anxiety as a factor as well. I think people get stuck in their comfort zone. They like doing what's easy on repeat, like checking emails, polishing PowerPoints, making your website look better, all a waste of time. Like, you need to be out there talking to customers or prospects and converting those prospects into customers by presenting value. And that's it. That's the number one thing you as a founder need to be doing, whether you like it or not. You got to be in a sales mode on repeat.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy, a really successful guy who had an eight-figure exit from a company, and he wanted to start this new thing. And by the time that I had talked to him, he had spent 6 months developing the back end, whatever, of this new thing. And I was the first person he had talked to about whatever his service was after 6 months. And it was like, maybe you should have talked to me first, before building out the stuff. And it was one of those like he immediately realized like, okay, yeah, I spent time building out something that I thought people wanted, but I never asked anybody if they wanted it. And that's very normal though.
It
It's like
is.
you're saying, hey, this is the safe, easy, repetitive activities that like keep me in the safe zone. But how can we rewire our brains then to go out there and take the risk first? Because it just like it doesn't add up in our survival brain, So how do we fix it?
So I have to admit, like, I have previous projects or companies much, much younger. I was in that comfort zone and I would build it and they would come philosophy. And it's like, no, you got to talk to customers or prospects on day one because it's not you that's buying your product, it's customers that are buying your product. So the more feedback you can get, the better. So a long story with Ticker, like the platform was an Excel sheet. I sent it to people first asking if they would use it. The answer is yes. Let's go create the software. But I brought the customers into the equation right away. Like, what are you looking for? What features are you looking for? Mom test it. Like, what other platforms are you using? Why do you pay for it? And then put that into our tool and do that. Now we're 5 years old, but it's you have to build it with a customer like the whole way through. You can't just go like heads down for 3 months and think, hey, it's going to be great. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it's so funny how the world presents the information that you need when you need it, because I had a very similar conversation to this in another podcast episode not too long ago, where it reminded me, I built out this big coaching program and we were crushing it. And we exceeded our capacity and had to shut it down and like revamp it. And so we were going to raise the price and all this stuff, and what does everybody really need? And then we came up with this big list of everything that everybody needed. And then we would put it out there and we started selling it. And we were selling it, but we were realizing like half the crap that we added in here, nobody cared about. They're
Yeah,
like, oh,
been there.
yeah, cool. The only thing that mattered was like this one little thing, And then there was all this garbage and bloat that we just, once we realized that, we just cut it back out. Nobody noticed. It's
Right?
silly.
Like that's when you know, like, yeah, a lot of that was waste. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me, and Ticker then, not Tiker, sorry, I said it wrong.
You got it.
And so for somebody who I'm no stocks expert, I've maybe in my life bought like three stocks. So for somebody that's just getting started, how does this app help me get into the game faster and easier and maybe lower my risk a little bit?
Yeah, so I won't go into detail on my backstory, but the reason I created it was because of frustration. I started around 2010 or 11, didn't know how to make a decision in the market because a lot of platforms out there don't make it easy. Now, my background, this is where that efficiency play comes into, which is I've worked a lot with organizations that have a strong emphasis on process engineering. So GE being one, Kohler being another. And the rule is you want to roll up decisions to like ideally a binary decision, so a yes or no, or a traffic light. So Ticker is really inspired by the traffic light. It's either on sale, watch, or overpriced with every stock. So green, gray, or red, which makes it super easy to make a decision. So we literally do all the heavy lifting for investors. And that's why I get this. 90% of our customers are beginners or intermediate investors, and they are give you the average returns here over the last 5 years. The S&P is around 13%. Ticker's closer to 20% of all of our customers. Like that tells you beginners are coming in and they're pretty much just, beating the market. I can't guarantee this when I say this now, but
Yeah.
most of our customers come in and they do very well.
Interesting. And so, how does that work when you're grading these stocks? Is it, hey, this is a green light stock for the next week or 6 months, or like how do you know it's on sale versus overpriced?
Yeah, so we look at the financial statements and I'll just go a layer deeper there. So every company has three statements. You have your income statement, cash flow statement, and balance sheet, and that's all what's called fundamental analysis. There's also technical analysis, which is looking at charts. We don't care about charts. Traders focus on charts, and that's where you can actually lose a lot of money. We educate the difference between traders and investors. We are investors, but long story short, it's typically every quarter those ratings are going to change. In some cases, they don't. In some cases, the business is so strong, it's just going to hold on the green light for like 3 years, which is awesome. But there are circumstances when it's going to hold every quarter when those earnings report comes out. And let's say you have a stock that's on sale and it flips to overpriced. Well, ticker is going to let you know immediately, like, hey, you got a problem here. You might want to sell out of the stock. Of course, we don't tell people when to buy or sell, but we kind of give all the indicators to bring you up to that point where, okay, my stock just went south. Maybe time to move into something that's a little stronger.
And so for somebody that I'm asking for myself, and I'm sure there's other people out there that are too afraid
Sure.
to ask. But for somebody who is getting into this for the maybe the first or second time, What would be a safe amount of money that we could put? Like, what kind of capital should we expect to invest to get a meaningful return? And what does a meaningful return even look
Sure.
like?
So I'll kind of take a step back there. We tell all of our customers, your first objective isn't really making money or getting rich, and that will all come. But the first thing to do, and this is what most of our customers care about, which is increasing confidence. Like the home run feeling I got from a lot of customers telling me, it's when they could do it on their own. That is like, that's what most people want. So we tell people, you want to start with between like $100 and $1,000. Start small. You want to pick a few stocks that are on sale. And it's scary the first time. We use metaphors, which is, hey, it's like jumping into the deep end of a swimming pool when you're a little kid. It's like, that's terrifying. This is the day you go. No, you survive, and then you swim to the side of the pool and realize, oh, that was actually pretty easy. Now we can do it again. That's like investing in stocks. So it's the first 100 to 1,000, and it's really just about increasing confidence. And then the objective after a few months is to invest ideally between 15 and 30% of your monthly paycheck. If you can't get that high, that's okay. Start small, but it's really training the discipline of investing every month. Kind of like you have to pay your rent or mortgage or your heating bill or cell phone bill every month. You should be doing the same thing with investing, is training the behavior, because that's when compound interest actually does a lot of work for you. And I'll say one more thing here and I'll stop talking. We've got kind of a campaign we're working on now. We call it the $100 a week club. And get this, if you invest $100 a week into the S&P 500, you'll become a millionaire in about 35 years. If you're using ticker and the average returns you're getting, how long do you think it will take? I'm going to ask you a question here. How long do you think it'll take? It's less than 35, but I'll let you take a guess. How many years, $100 a week to become a millionaire?
I'm going to say we cut the time in half.
Oh, you're pretty close. It's actually 17.
Okay.
17 years. So you're right. You're going to cut your timeline in half. And that's not too bad. $100 a week. Let's say it's $200 a week. Let's say it's $400 a week. I mean, the numbers get ridiculous then, but it tells people to become a millionaire in the stock market, it's actually not that hard. The hard part is the discipline of not skipping a month. You have to invest every month.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. And so I
Yeah.
just did some quick math there. That's a total of $88,400 invested to make a million
Oh, yeah.
at $100 a week.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. That's that like a 12x ROI over time.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And so where can we go to learn more about this, and somebody wants to get started?
Yeah, ticker.com is a free platform to join. It's just like, I'll just be transparent. It's a 14-day free trial, and then it's $15 a month or $99 a year is our model. And that's pretty much in line with a lot of our competitors. But what we do is we really focus on education. There's educational modules in the tool. We also send a new email every day with a new email tip, such as where do I start? When do I buy? When do I sell? How do I reduce risk? Some of the stuff I covered today too. But it's kind of hitting you from multiple angles. So it's that repetition of training the right habits. And we use Duolingo as inspiration because they take a lot of content and compress it. Make it super straightforward. Don't waste people's time. You don't want to read a long book here. Let's just get right to the point so people can start taking action today.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Excellent. So, tell us one more time the website.
Yeah, ticker.com, TYKR.com.
Very good. Hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much for our guest, Sean Tepper, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how to make smarter investments. For those of you who want to learn more about Ticker, you can go to the website ticker.com. That's TYKR. com. And once again, if you are a busy entrepreneur who needs to get yourself out of the weeds, we'll place a professional virtual assistant in a little 7 days. You can learn more at vaiq.net. Until next time, remember this: if you want the win, push your chips in.